This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, and we'd like to welcome you to our segment we call Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. And with that, Mr. Harris, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Scott?
Hey, buddy.
Please call me Blake.
Oh, I know. But, hey, it is always good to have you on, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes because I know you're busy. But let's just take a minute before we get into our topic day and just tell us, you know, what the last few months have been like and the clients that are calling you. And, you know, really, we talk about this all the time. A lot of people put this off. What's making people pick up the phone and call Mile High Estate Planning now?
Sure. A few things, but I think the virus has really woken some people up to the importance of estate planning. I don't like to say that this virus has been good for my business, but it has been good that it's got a lot of people who needed to do planning that have been putting it up to get their planning and affairs in order. Families are also more concerned and focusing on their money than they have been before. Now is definitely not a time where you want to be unprepared in the event of probate or in the event of needing to move into a nursing home. So I've been doing this for over a decade now, and my practice has never been as busy as it is right now.
Wow. All right. We're going to get into a few things here with you here. We've got just a segment here with you today, but let's just start out with really, why should someone create an estate plan?
Sure. There are two main reasons to create an estate plan. The main reason, number one, which most people think about, is money. You want to make sure that you are able to control your assets while you're alive. And you want to make sure that when you pass away, your money goes to the people you want it to at the time that you want it to go to them. So that's kind of the obvious part about estate planning that most people are aware of, is planning for your financial affairs. Mm-hmm. But also just as important is the family aspect of estate planning. And this is important that you create an estate plan so that you can nominate a guardian for any minor children, so that you can select who cares for you during your incapacity by putting together the proper financial and medical power of attorney documents. And the third part is that you want to make sure that you are able to have money the third reason is the power. You want to be sure that you are able to select who's the guardian for your children. You want to be able to also avoid family fights.
Sorry, right.
It took me a second there.
No, having that's okay.
Having a well-drafted estate plan can mean the difference between your family going and fighting over money after you pass away, or your family receiving that money in a very smooth transition after you pass away. So two reasons to create an estate plan. Number one is planning for money. And number two is planning for your family, those you love.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we always talk about probate. And so when we talk about that, the big word that you always say, you want to avoid that. So how can someone avoid probate?
Sure. Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat. In most circumstances, the best way to avoid probate is to create a revocable living trust. A revocable living trust will allow you to place your property inside of the trust. You can control the trust while you're alive. And then after you become incapacitated or once you pass away, those assets will be transferred to the people that you have chosen outside of any government involvement. There would not be any need for probate by creating a revocable living trust. Probate is the government process for distributing assets after an individual becomes incapacitated or passes away. And there are two forms of probate. There's probate that goes on after an individual passes away, and that can cost anywhere from a few $1,000s to tens of thousands of dollars, depending on the size of the estate, the number of beneficiaries, and whether any disputes arise among beneficiaries, heirs, and creditors. The other type of probate can happen while a person is alive. And this comes in the form of a guardianship or conservatorship, and these proceedings can actually cost several times what death probate costs because it requires ongoing and annual reporting to the court. So in order to avoid lifetime probate, I recommend all of my clients I have all my clients create a financial and medical power of attorney so that the court does not need to get involved in the event that the client becomes incapacitated. So just to say it in very short language, in order to avoid probate, I recommend creating a power of attorney document, creating a power of attorney document, and a fully funded revocable living trust.
All right. Attorney Blake Harris is with us. Check out his website, milehighestateplanning.com. And I'm just telling you, I've never seen so many great reviews for a company in all my life. And you know what? Just hearing, Blake, how all your clients just say, you know, what meant the most to them. But most of them, to break it down, you know, you made it the process very easy. It was overwhelming to them in their own mind before they sit down with you, but you made the process easy. You were easy to talk to. And, you know, and they walked out with something that they knew was going to protect them and their family. And boy, just so many great reviews there.
Yes, I appreciate you saying that. We have over 50 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5-star. If you're going to work with us, I can guarantee you, you're going to have a good experience. If not, we're not going to hold you liable for anything. But what I hear over and over from clients is, we've been putting this off for a while. We kind of thought this was going to be a very expensive and long process to take care of. And we've been putting off what we thought was going to be a daunting task. Over and over, clients tell me that it was much simpler than they thought. Our pricing is much more affordable than most people expect it to be. And you, then once it's done, you get the peace of mind going forward that you've done everything you can to plan for your family's future.
Exactly. Blake, let's get into a little bit about nursing home cost. Wow. I've been talking to a lot of people about this lately, and it is unbelievable what the cost of nursing homes can be. And is there any way that, you know, some of this can help people avoid paying some of these high costs for nursing home?
Sure, sure. I've told this story before, and I'm not going to go through the whole story on today's show, of how my grandma did not plan for her nursing home cost. In a matter of about 2 years, we saw her estate nearly wiped out, which wasn't huge, but it had a couple $100,000 in. And individuals like her, families that have a member that may be moving into a nursing home at some point in their life or some point in the coming years, should definitely consider doing some planning. By planning at least 5 years in advance, we can protect nearly all the family assets from nursing home costs. What happens in some situations is somebody doesn't have any plan, they end up needing to pay out of pocket $5,000 to $10,000 per month for the long-term or nursing home care. By planning in advance, you, or in other cases, they will be able to move into the nursing home, and then after they pass away, Medicaid, the state, will come back and recover the home. They'll take the home, and instead of the children receiving it, the state auctions it off and keeps the proceeds from that property. What can be done is by planning in advance moving into the nursing home, creating a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. This trust will allow a family member to move into a nursing home. Once they pass away, that trust keeps the property safe from being recovered and taken by Medicaid. In many cases, a few hours of estate planning can do more for family's wealth than decades of working. And this is certainly true when it comes to planning for your long-term care.
Right. Now, when you mentioned these trusts, you mentioned, you know, irrevocable, and you've talked about revocable. Can you give us two scenarios of why you would either want a revocable or irrevocable?
Sure. So a revocable trust, I would say 90, 95% of all trusts that are being created are revocable trusts. These are standard estate planning trusts, which give our clients full control over their money. It allows them to avoid probate. And then after they pass away, the trust becomes irrevocable and the children receive a protective bow around that property or a protected lock around their property so the children can't lose it because of a lawsuit or divorce. The other type of trust is a trust that starts out as an irrevocable trust. The downside to an irrevocable trust is it's a little bit more complicated. It costs a little bit more to set up than a revocable trust, but the upside to a revocable trust is that it can give our clients asset protection. And there's a couple of different meanings of asset protection. There's asset protection from lawsuits. There's also asset protection from the nursing home. And when creating a nursing home trust or a Medicaid asset protection trust, we'd use an irrevocable trust. Now, the assets inside the trust can still be changed, the money can still be invested, and distributions can be made to a beneficiary who then turns around and helps support our client who funded the trust. For most younger families with mid-level assets, irrevocable trust is what I recommend. For older individuals or couples who are getting closer to moving into a nursing home or have adult children, an irrevocable trust may be the right solution. So generally, a revocable trust is a good investment for anyone who either has children or owns real estate. An irrevocable trust is good for someone who's concerned about lawsuits or long-term care costs.
All right. And Blake, I know upcoming, we're going to be doing a show that's going to cover, you know, a lot of mistakes that people can make. But would you say there's one biggest mistake that people can make when it comes to estate planning?
I would say that there is one biggest mistake, but kind of like I run my law practice, I'm going to give you a little bit more than you asked for.
Okay.
The number one biggest mistake is certainly putting it off. 2/3 of all individuals have no estate plan. We do estate planning. We do probate at my office. We don't do anything beyond that. And lots of cases come in where people say, you know what, mom and dad were planning to put together their estate. They talked about it for a while. It never got done. And now we have to go through probate. So number one biggest mistake is simply putting it off. Number two is not updating. If you wrote a will 25 years ago when your children were young, they're now all adults. Maybe there's been a marriage or a divorce during that time for you or for a child. It's definitely wise to review that estate plan. In some cases, in many cases, an out-of-date estate plan is worse than not having any estate plan at all. So you definitely want to make sure that you review your estate plan from time to time. This is why I include free lifetime reviews anytime somebody creates an estate plan at my law firm. And then the third biggest mistake is leaving money to your children. Rule number one of estate planning, do not leave money to your children. And the reason why is your children can lose their money. Your children can cause a car accident, can get sued, can get divorced. Instead, leave your money to a trust. A trust can't cause a car accident.
Right.
A trust will never get divorced. But a trust can keep your assets protected so that your children can continue to benefit from it over the course of their life, and your grandchildren can continue to have that fund pass forward to the next generation as well. So number one, biggest mistake, putting it off. Number two, not updating. Number three, leaving money to your children.
Well, great. Great information there, Blake. So we appreciate your time today. Again, check out milehighestateplanning.com. And folks, look, if we want a medical person, we would all go to a specialist. If that's all they do, this is all Mile High Estate Planning does is estate planning. So call, talk to Blake, set up an appointment, 720-924-6171. And Blake, you're doing these in person at your beautiful office downtown there, which is free parking, easy to get to, as well as Zoom virtual. So anyway, customers are comfortable, they can contact you.
Absolutely. We've got beautiful office space in downtown Denver with free parking next door. We also are available for phone calls, Zoom calls, FaceTime calls, whatever is easiest for the clients.
All right, sir. Well, Blake, appreciate it, and we look forward to our next visit, sir.
Thanks so much, Scott. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Blake Harris, 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. It is always good to have our good friend John Hinkle in studio. Online Trading Academy, been with us a number of years now, and they are the only type of industry like this that helps people with trading that we endorse and that we have been with all these years. So, John, it is great to see you again, sir.
Wonderful to see you, Scott.
You know, when you think about it, boy, to be successful in business even a few years is something else nowadays. But, man, you guys have been doing this a long time.
Yeah, and I think the thing that you see a common theme in successful businesses is they put the customer first. They really value the people that come through the door, and that's one thing we've always tried to do is make the experience for our students as good of an experience as we can.
Sure. You know, I was thinking today about just what it takes to be successful at doing this. And yes, knowledge, and they always say knowledge is power, but you know what? It's having the right knowledge. And you guys have a great strategy and techniques and proven methods.
We really do. And it's not just the knowledge, Scott. I think it's important that people recognize that trading and investing is a skill like anything else. Mm-hmm. It's something you learn step by step. And it's applied knowledge. And it's getting that knowledge and learning how to apply it. And that's one of the things that I love about the Academy is we have we teach people how to apply the knowledge. Not, it's one thing to learn it. It's, sure, it's another step to actually apply it.
And we've talked about this before. Okay, if you know a lot about stock market or just math, whatever, that's great. But you don't need a degree in all this to do well.
You really don't. You know, we've had students come in and really take to this that didn't have any financial background at all. We'll teach people what they need to know from starting at the beginning. We don't assume that you know everything, and some of the things that people know occasionally are wrong.
Sure, yeah, exactly. So what are some of the reasons students are interested in investing? Is it just about the money?
I think there's a whole thing about having more security, having more confidence in the decisions that they're making. You know, we have an incredibly volatile market this year, yeah. Scott. I think we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. I shared with you a stat that of the 10 most volatile days in the history of the stock market, since the U.S. stock market's been around, 8 of them have been this year. And we've just had it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, we've had so much movement, and that movement is a two-edged sword. We like to say at the Academy that essentially the market is a transfer mechanism. Money flows from those that are novices, maybe new investors, people that don't know what they're doing, to those that are knowledgeable and skillful. And when you have volatility, it flows faster.
Sure, absolutely. So what are your students most surprised to learn, even after just attending, one of your classes, which we'll talk about here in a minute?
I think there's a couple things, but I think how many misconceptions there are in the market, certain about the market, I think is one of them. How little the market's actually returned, mm-hmm. Given the volatility that we've had in the last 20 years. I'm trying to remember the exact number. I believe it's since 2000, the market's only returned 4% a year with dividends. So it's relatively low, and obviously that's better than you get in a bank today.
Sure.
But if you're looking at retiring, most people aren't earning enough. They see those numbers, those IRAs and the 401ks going up, but that a lot of times that's because they're depositing money. That's not because the money's not growing that fast.
Sure. What would you say? I had somebody ask me this yesterday after we had done our show. It was quite ironic. And they were talking about retirement, and they said, well, how much do you even need to retire? I mean, how do you even go about figuring out a baseline of what a family needs today?
Yeah, that's a great question, Scott. And one of the things we've got some calculators that we use to show people how to use to kind of figure out what they're going to need to retire. For most people, it's a lot more than they think. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on how you want to live. Do you want to live a very enriched life where you are free to travel, free to pay for your grandkids' schooling?
Sure.
You know, it depends on what you want. It's always more than people think. I remember seeing something just on Medicare alone. The average person out of pocket, people think that they don't have health care expenses when they retire. The average person, I saw this in, I think it was in Bloomberg, the average person spends $250,000 in their lifetime out of pocket from retirement till death.
Wow. Okay. And so retirement sounds great until you don't have the money to do the things you want to do and you've worked your whole life for.
You know, when retirement is great when you can do it on your terms in the way that you have intended. For a lot of people, they've kind of put their head in the sand and they haven't faced the reality that they haven't saved enough. So there's two things. You can either save more, which is tough on a budget, mm-hmm. or you can try to improve your return. And you've got to do one or the other, and maybe both.
Right. How do you talk with people just about risk? Because, I mean, there's risk in everything. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I just had a knee replacement. You know what? Surgeon didn't look at me and say, I guarantee you this. He can't. Nobody can guarantee anything. So when you talk about risk, how do you kind of figure out people's mindset and explain it to them what risk is?
Well, it's interesting because we always approach risk as the very first thing we look at when we're entering the market, whether it's an investor or a trader. Understanding the risk you're taking, having a risk mitigation strategy is really important. How much money are you willing to lose? Because you will lose on some trades. You'll lose on some investments, too. Not all investments go the way you want.
Sure.
So it's about having a strategy that allows you to limit those, to quantify them, and to follow that strategy.
Right. John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy. Check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Their number, 303-217-4511. And John has been kind enough to offer a class for us. And this just runs about 2 hours. So, man, I was just thinking about today. It is time, I think, we all look. How much are you investing in yourself? How much are you investing in your own life and getting control of it? And this is a good chance to do that.
It's a great time, too. And I never before have so many people managed their own money, done their own trading, you know, especially with now that you can trade for free practically with so many, with Schwab, with Robinhood, sure. with all these other companies, TD Ameritrade as well. Trading is very inexpensive, unless you're making a lot of mistakes, and then it can become very expensive. And one of the things I like about our education is we teach people, really, the first thing we teach them is how to control risk. That's the number one thing they have to have. It's not as sexy as trying to make money, but it's the key to making money, really.
Right.
And I know we mentioned before that the classes we're running, you alluded to those a little bit. Those can be in person, and we're also broadcasting them over the web with Zoom. So people that want to call in, want to get a little bit of education, they can participate by coming to the center, or they can actually, we'll help them log into Zoom, and they can actually participate in a virtual classroom.
All right. This is a great chance to take advantage of this. Again, it's about 2 hours of your time. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. And, you know, if you can make the class, and I'll tell you, they got a beautiful campus kind of in the Tamarack area off I-25 in Hamden, but they've got a beautiful campus there you can come to. Or, as John said, if you're more comfortable doing it over the Zoom in the comfort of your office or home, you can do that as well. But I hope you'll give them a call, 303-217-4511. And, John, we said this on a recent show. I mean, this is something easily, I mean, you could charge $500 to $700 and still be giving the client a good deal, but yet you give this away.
Yeah, this is, you know, obviously we're trying to promote our business.
Sure.
You know, we have other education besides this. But we want everyone to at least have a baseline. We're trying to do this as part community mm-hmm. service and part to grow our business, get our brand name out there, and give people a chance to see what's really possible in the world of trading and investing.
Right. Do you find, have you ever had a student say, man, I just want to replace my job with doing this? Or are some people just wanting to, you know, make a little bit more money and just have a little more control in their life is what it seems like.
It really varies, Scott, and that's a very individual
sure.
thing. And obviously, the higher returns, the more money you're trying to make, the more you need to start with, and obviously, the more skill you need. So, all across the board. Some people just, like I said, some people are looking to see, hey, can I really do this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're really there to find out in that 2-hour class. What does it take to do this? What do I have to avoid? What kind of mindset do I need? What kind of skill set do I need? What do I need in terms of resources? Those kind of questions that we'll answer for them.
Right. Because the mistakes are easy to make, but you know what? It's great to have someone like yourself come up, been doing this a number of years, your other instructors, that tell us about the mistakes they made to keep you from making them.
Yeah, I think it's always cheaper to learn from somebody else's
exactly.
mistakes if you can avoid repeating them. I've been trading for more than 30 years, 25 of which professionally on the exchange floors in Chicago, and I think I've made just about every mistake you can make.
And
I would definitely share those things with people so they can avoid making them.
What's changed the most when you started out in your first year to today in 2020?
I think the biggest thing, the internet's changed everything in people's lives. Before, you needed to be in Chicago or New York or London if you're trading in Europe, somewhere where there's an exchange floor so you could have access to prices. The internet has changed so much. You have the same access to prices that people on Wall Street do.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is they have a lot more knowledge and a lot more skill. You need to at least get on an even playing field with not necessarily with them, but with experienced traders. You're not going to get an even playing field with Goldman Sachs, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Why do people find this investing thing so challenging?
I think people have a lot of head trash about it, and I think people they do the wrong thing. They get caught up in their emotions. People buy after a big up move rather than trying to buy at a price where when price is lower, you think about how people buy a car, or buy a TV. When something's on sale, you buy it.
Sure.
People in the market do the opposite. They wait till it goes up in price and get in it.
They got the timing down. They sell it exactly the wrong time and buy it exactly the wrong time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So again, John Hinkle is our guest, TradingAcademy.com. Listen, this is a great chance, once again, as I mentioned, invest in yourself. When's the last time you did that to really help your retirement? Just get a clearer picture of what you may can do with their help. Again, it is TradingAcademy.com. 303-217-4511 is the number. All you have to do is call, and if you'd like to get in on a class right there in person with John and his team, and you can do that. And if you're more comfortable doing it over the Zoom virtual way, you can do that as well. All you have to do is call. It's absolutely free, 303-217-4511. So, John, as always, we appreciate you doing this for us and giving our listeners a chance to kind of see what you guys are a little bit more all about, a little more in depth. So we appreciate that.
Thank you, Scott.
That's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, TradingAcademy.com. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have a new partner in with us. Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch. Their number, 303-683-4000. Again, 303-683-4000. And glad to have in studio today Dr. Melanie Bond. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. All right. I appreciate it.
And Caitlin Ornis. And Caitlin is the Chief Administrative Office Guru, manager, runs everything, right, Caitlin?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but thanks for having us today.
No, hey, I'm excited. This has been a little while in coming. We met a little while back last year and kind of talked about some things, and timing worked out now to get this going. So we are glad to have you guys in with us today and looking forward to all of our shows. So we can kind of make this a roundtable discussion, but let's talk about the first time, you know, somebody comes in. It's always weird. We've all been that first time patient. You don't know what to expect. We don't know what the doctor looks like. We don't know what they're going to sound like. And that's one thing great about the show, because when people hear you and then they call, they're like, oh, you look like I thought you would, or you don't look like anything I thought you would. But it kind of is an icebreaker a little bit. But so let's just talk about that initial consultation. You know, I mean, they call and they say, hey, I don't know what I need even. I just know I need something. But what does that initial consultation look like?
So the first step is we have a conversation. Before we have a conversation, we want to see what your blood test shows. So I know that makes people a little squeamish, just the thought of, hey, I'm going to say hi, and then I'm going to get some blood out of you. But
and what do you normally run as far as, like, different panels? I mean, what are you kind of running when you say a blood test?
So we run one of the most comprehensive metabolic hormone panels that I have seen so far. Now, we test all your hormones, so not just your testosterone, your estradiol. We look at FSH, LH, ultimately, it does become just gibberish and letters on a page, but it gives a nice overview where we get a metabolic panel, we get a blood count. We have the option to add a lipid profile as well. And then, like I said, across the board, we look at all of your hormones. And definitely one of the most, preconceived notions we have of patients when they call, they say, well, I just got an annual from my primary care doctor, so let me get you those blood results so we don't have to draw blood today. And absolutely, you know, we get them over, and I can't count once that we've seen everything that our panel includes, which there may be a very comprehensive look, but I think the assumption is that if you go for your annual, you're staying on top of it, and you haven't been told otherwise. And unfortunately, it's not something that's routinely checked.
Right.
And we will look at their labs that they bring in. We're happy to look at any information they can get.
How do you know what range to go by, though? Because, I mean, I've been to some doctor before, and, like, this one's, you know, there's such a wide range sometimes. And if it's on the low end, there's a reason. And sometimes there's an explanation. Well, if this is on the low end, this is why this is not right over here, too. But, I mean, so it's really a mixture of putting all these different levels together and coming up with a story, right?
Absolutely. It depends on which lab you use, but the labs actually base it on your decade of life. So that's why they want to know your date of birth. So for an average 40 to 49-year-old patient, this is the, quote, normal range. But that's where our interpretation actually kind of picks up, because we're looking for optimal levels, and that is dependent on the patient. It's not, there is no particular level that has been shown in every patient to make them feel good.
Are you guys seeing people maybe paying a little bit more attention to their health than they were 6 months ago among this COVID thing, where they don't want those underlying conditions and they just want to make sure they're doing all they can for their immune system as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. With everything per COVID. But I think on top of it, too, is what this has forced us to do is really slow down. And I think a lot of people started feeling what they probably have felt for years, but didn't have the time to sit back and really think, wow, okay, I can't blame this on running my kids to school and work. Yeah. I'm sitting watching Netflix all day and I still feel this way. I think also I've heard plays a part in really just being in tune with your own health and well-being right now is huge and absolutely important to pay attention for patients to advocate, because the more you can tell your practitioner, the more we can help.
Sure. Again, Dr. Melanie Bond is with us and Caitlin Ornis. They are with 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine, 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch, 303-683-4000. So let's kind of give an overall scope of everything you offer there. All right. So let's just kind of run through your menu of what you do.
I think our main thing is definitely the hormone optimization, and we use all bioidentical hormone replacement options, and we offer a wide range. We are affiliated with BioT hormone optimization, where it's in a form of a pellet, and it's just the route of administration. We also offer the traditional compounded prescriptions, your creams, your topicals, your orals. All the way up to there's peptide therapies in the same realm of letting your body regenerate themselves. Now, peptides is a fancy word for building blocks of other metabolic processes where amino acids build protein, protein builds ... So there's a lot of wide range applications with those as well. Like Dr. Bond had mentioned, we also have some acellular and cellular products that are used autologously. Now, that's a big fancy word from your own body. Right. So it's all encompassed with ultimately natural alternative options for patients. So I'm sure there are ones we will add down the line, but we really focus on these. We want to perfect these for our patients currently. And I mean, research is ever evolving. That's the beauty of this day and age is everything's based on research. So currently everything that we offer right now has numerous studies, anecdotal reports, of course, and we have major universities jumping on these as well. So kind of all encompassed with that. We do have one side where we have one practitioner that is actually looking at a direct primary care model. Currently, for those that don't know, it's basically a concierge on-call physician. And the reason why we integrated that is so many people were so impressed by the amount of knowledge and the amount of options these providers have given our patients and the amount of time that there was just a need for it. So we're really excited about ramping that up as well. We actually have one of top docs that works at our clinic who's going to be accepting new patients currently. That's the beauty of that is they are capped off at a certain amount where our provider will give sole attention to their patient base. So that's another exciting addition that we're adding that will be integrating some of these different holistic, more natural kind of treatment options that we have for our patients.
Right. And then what's kind of an initial consult? You know, somebody just hears us today and they go, you know, I don't know what's wrong. I just know I don't feel good and I want to come in. What's kind of an initial consult run?
Okay, so you're looking at, if you want to do a consultation with a physician, of course, and it will always be one of our physicians, and a medical records review where we gather everything together, we're looking at about $250 for that consultation. Now, this is, we block off more than enough time for everything to be reviewed and question and answer and really get a full grasp on your overall health. Now, the cool thing about the consult is any therapy you do choose to go with or any recommendations, we will credit that consultation fee towards any treatment you decide to proceed with.
Okay. So, well, that's very fair. Yeah.
We definitely try to be fair about it, and not to mention, I mean, we know that a lot of our patients will come to us with health insurance benefits and wonder, well, why am I paying out of pocket if I have health insurance? So we try to keep that in mind with our patients.
So generally you're a cash pay kind of clinic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are there sometimes ways to code some things where you can give them some paperwork where they're free to turn it into their insurance and get reimbursed, or is that something you just try to stay cash pay and everybody, that's just the way it works?
Well, we definitely try to stay a cash pay, and more often than not, I'm more than willing to offer documentation to patients, let's say for an HSA or FSA card. We do encourage, okay, might as well use up those hard-earned dollars towards your medical treatment. But more often than not, I am finding if patients are able to kind of pave their way through that nice tangled web of insurance reimbursement, more power to them. I will be there, their cheerleader. I will give them whatever paperwork, but more often than not, the system is designed for you to give up before you're successful that. Now, as far as HSA and FSA cards, absolutely the reimbursement, that's pretty easy for our patients. And again, we will provide whatever we need. But as far as some of the major ones, I definitely have been in the game long enough with medical management that I can kind of give them an idea. Well, you can try. I'm going to give you an example of X, Y, and Z why they'll deny. And a lot of the times patients really see the benefit of bypassing it. And really, when you analyze or you look at the cost difference between going through insurance and self-pay and premiums, I think people would be very surprised of what they're paying for premiums. No,
my wife just the other day, and we're about out of time here, but my wife the other day went to an MRI, and with her insurance, it was $849. Without insurance, it was $379.
Yes.
Bingo, and I can get her one for $250.
And I'm like, how does that work? And plus, you're paying $600-$700 a month for the premium.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. And it's been a hassle getting it approved, and finally did. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's your insurance company? Deny Bronze Plan. That's who I got. Deny Bronze Plan. Because that's all they do is deny, deny, deny. All right. Three Aspirins Regenerative Medicine. Just want to introduce them to you today. We will be doing some more shows with them in our next segment. Next show, we will be getting into some of the therapies a little bit more in detail. But just want to introduce you to Dr. Melanie Bond and Caitlin Ornis today. So, ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Three Aspirins Regenerative Medicine, 6660 Timberline Road, Highlands Ranch, 303-683-4000. When you give them a call, let them know you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us. Stack Optical.
Great to see you,
Scott. My little tagline I made up. Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Don't you like
yeah,
that?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number 303-321-1578. And it is always good to see you, Alan. Man, I tell you, interesting several months, sir.
Oh, my God, working in these masks. Ugh. You know, people look at you and you're trying to explain something. They go, are you mad at me? No, I'm not mad at you.
I'm trying to breathe and talk at the same time. Yeah.
But, you know, when you only have your eyes to work with.
Sure.
When you're trying to communicate, it's difficult.
No, absolutely.
We've had to change everything we do.
Yeah. And everybody keeps saying, I wonder what the new normal will be. And I don't even know when we will know what the new normal
exactly.
will be. It has been just crazy when you look at things, you know, from a financial standpoint, medical standpoint, social standpoint. I mean, again, we can all say we've never seen anything like this hit at
right.
one time.
Right.
It's yeah. just crazy. But you know what? One thing we do know, you got to take care of your eyes. And you know what? If you need glasses, you got to go to someone like Stack Optical. Let me rephrase that. You got to go to Stack Optical. That way you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And Alan, how many years now?
Oh, let's see. We've started in 68, so we've just celebrated 52 years in business, and I've been there 40 of them.
Wow.
So it's long, long haul.
Yeah. And, man, when you talk about seeing families, I do a show with a family doctor in Dallas, and he said, you know what, I get the whole life cycle from kids, then their kids, and their kids. Same thing with you. You've been treating exactly. a lot of the same family lines for a long time.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we've been around for so long, people depend on us. You know, when it came down to shutting down, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Marilyn and I just, we're going to keep this open. Yeah, sure. We masked up and so forth, and we changed some procedures. But you wouldn't believe how many emergencies we saw.
Really?
Broken glasses. You know, we even did eye exams. Because, you know, a lot of these are frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to go. All the opticals were closed.
Well, that's true. I never thought about
you
that.
You know, yeah. so, you know. Staying through it, and yeah, it helped us. We did a lot of free stuff for a couple months, but
sure.
all those people are coming back because they really appreciated what we did.
Yeah, no doubt, just to be there when they needed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always talked about, you know, the importance of eye exams, so I want to touch on that a minute here because in doing a show with this doctor, man, he's talked a lot about the eye and what you can see through it and
right.
other health problems, which you've talked about for years with us, but just kind of talk about that, the importance of getting those exams.
Yeah, and the thing is some people were putting it off one because they thought we were closed, you know, but a lot of places weren't doing that. Well, the problem is if you don't diagnose some of this stuff early, it can develop into something that can't be cured.
Sure.
So it is important to get those routine eye exams, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know, we can diagnose stuff earlier.
I tell you, and I've been telling, I think one thing this pandemic has done has made everybody a little more in tune with their health. And you know what? They start feeling anything weird,
right.
go get it checked out. Because
right.
all these underlying conditions, I don't want any of those.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the places are actually safer now than they've ever been.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You Good know, I mean, it's constant cleaning and with the masks. I mean, this is the first winter, spring, and summer that I didn't have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a cold. Not this year.
Right.
You know, and I talk to a lot of people the exact same way. Well, one, we're just cleaner. We're washing our hands all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Once again, Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. They're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And, Alan, I look back and I think about when you had to move, and, man, you were like pulling your hair out and sad, and I get all that. But, man, now when you look at where you are and the convenience for people, parking,
yeah.
I mean, beautiful showroom.
And it's really easy to get to. You don't have to deal with Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek, you know, it was different when Dad moved in there in the 60s. But, boy, you know, the last 10, 20 years, that's really become a nightmare down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, apparently, our old building is gone. And it's just a parking lot.
Oh, really? I haven't been by there since you
I drove
left,
by there, and it's just a parking lot. They haven't done any building there. And but to be, you know, centrally located over on Monaco and Evans like that, it's, you know, we're only a mile and a half from the highway.
Right.
From I-25 heading east. So
it's very, very
convenient to get to. And I've had a lot of folks come in. They haven't seen me in 10 or 15 years. They go, Al, we were so happy you moved out of there. That's why we're back.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we didn't want to deal with Cherry Creek.
No, absolutely. Park and, I mean, literally feet from the door, you can park
right.
and walk in.
Yeah.
No stairs, no nothing. Just get out of your car and walk through the door. So that's cool. All right, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And Alan does this very, very well, has for a number of years now, and keeps improving on things with it. And he talks about this on our Haystack Help Show as well as Sportsman of Colorado. But it's really just glasses that will enhance your activities in the outdoors. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly. You can get different lenses for the same frame, and it takes seconds to switch them out. You know, it's like with golf, you know, you get yourself a really good brown pair of polarized lenses, you're going to find that ball a lot quicker than you are with a pair of gray lenses. And why? Because gray lenses will darken those shadows. Well, brown will allow you to cut through it and see your ball. That's just one lens. Another one, you could, you know, if you're going to do a lot of driving, then gray polarized. It doesn't distort color for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a pair for that. And then, you know, if you're, you know, an old-time shooter with the iron sights, and, you know, you're in your 50s and 60s, it's a little hard to see the front sight.
Sure.
Well, I've designed a lens that'll help with that. You know, you just put that lens in when you're going to be doing that for target shooting and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is fun to shoot, but it's also right. Fun to hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing you should be practicing with whatever you're wearing all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want to go out and target shoot, and you want to be good. Well, this helps.
Right.
You know, having one of those type of lenses in there.
So when you talk about, is everybody just so different? But if you had to say, hey, for most people, maybe we could say it like that, these four tinted lenses, colors of lenses, is everybody.
Yes, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
You know, some people just prefer brown for everything.
Right.
And there's other folks that really prefer the gray. It's just, golfing is a, one thing where gray just doesn't work well. Mm-hmm. There are some people out there swear by it, but you know, being a golfer,
sure.
Yeah, the brown works the best.
Right.
But for all around glasses, yeah, some people just really prefer gray or brown or even the G15. You know, a quick story on that G15, that's the green color. That came out in World War II, so pilots could tell the difference in type of clouds. And that's where that G15
really?
Came from.
Okay.
And we still do a lot of that, too.
Wow. It's a Stack Sports Pack. Now, if you are going in the store and you, as Alan just mentioned, hey, you're a shooter and you'd like to take your firearm in there to let Alan take a look and see how you are aiming that, please do us a couple of favors. One, when you call to make an appointment, make sure Alan's going to be there. And number two, check and double check that your firearm is unloaded. All right?
That's right.
That helps a lot. So but all you have to do is call 303-321-1578 and just mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you in and get you fixed up there. And also, if you're looking for an appointment with your doc, be sure and
You want to call and make an appointment to see the doc. Doc's there a few days a week, and we'll get you in. Something else I wanted to mention, since all this, we were having a lot of inventory issues. Well, that's all solved. We've got
brand new
inventory in there, and everything's stocked up. So,
how do you stay? Now, normally, I know you would go to shows, you would go to different things.
Right.
But now, last 6 months, you know, but I mean, what's it been like now, just trying to, again, stay on top of the trends?
Doing virtual seminars. They've been, you know, a lot of the different magazines and so forth, and you know, we had our annual shows in Vegas in September and the other one in March. Well, when they canceled those, they still did a lot of virtual things with the different companies. And, you know, I've done some virtual education and that kind of stuff to keep up on the current trends and the current technology. I mean, lenses are still advancing.
Sure.
You know, we've really been improving our progressives. They're much cleaner designs. It's a digital progressive. And, you know, there's a new term out, as worn. You know, when the doc does a refraction on you, it's perpendicular to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't wear our glasses like that. We wear them slightly tilted and wrapped.
Gotcha.
Well, now with computerized grinding, we can calculate what that difference is. That just makes a much cleaner design lens.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the frame on the Stack Sports Pack. What's that made of?
Oh, no, I mean, that's what's really cool. Is
they're so flexible. What I like about them, you know, sometimes I'll just put them on, but then I'm like, man, I may have to jog over here a little bit to get to where I'm going to get real quick to get to the animal or whatever I'm doing. And, boy, and I can bend those things around my ear real quick. I can tighten them on my nose real quick. And
yeah,
they're
it's
snug.
A rubberized material that they use on the bridge and the temple ends so that, and there's a metal in there that's got some flexibility to it. So that's what allows you to be able to go ahead and adjust it a little bit tighter if you're going to be active. What's really neat about that bridge is done the same way. So on the shooting lens, you can customize the height of that aiming part of the lens, you know, the upside down bifocal that I use.
Right.
Depending on which weapon, if all of a sudden you're going to be using your scopes, you don't want that in your way. So you can pinch in the bridge and lift it up out of the way, and you're using your distance.
Sure. Now, since you've moved, man, again, great new showroom, all that, you've had some growth, and you've got a couple of new staff members.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, I have Bob and Tim. Tim's got 27 years in the business, and Bob's got 37 years. I was lucky to find them. And if I'm not there, they're there.
Right.
So we're still open 6 days a week. You can get an appointment anytime.
And I tell you, I love your doc. I mean, he's been there for several years. And, I mean, boy, he's very thorough and makes it easy. I mean, nobody sits there like sitting one, two, two or one, three or two, four or five. But, I mean, he is thorough. And, man, when you walk out of there, you go, you know what? That was a good eye exam.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of prescriptions from all over town.
Right.
But one thing I notice about his is we don't get the doctor's changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very rarely do we have to remake. And, you know, because he's thorough in that eye exam. You know, he's been doing it 40 years.
Sure.
You get pretty darn good at it.
Absolutely. And still a great price for those.
Right, $69.
$69. Wow.
And yeah, I've been pricing that around, and they're going anywhere from $100 to $200 for eye exams. It's...
Well, if you're in time to get an eye exam, give the office a call. Let them know you heard Alan here on KLZ 560. 303-321-1578 is the number. And once again, the address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Alan, we've talked about this for years with you, but, you know, I've had one gun store friend of mine. He ended up, you know, closing in January before all this hit, you know, because gun sales were just slow. There were not a lot of things going on. And then, wow, little did he know. But a lot of people are ordering online guns, getting them sent to him, then paying a $35 transfer fee, going through the background check, and he just couldn't survive on that. So my reason for bringing up the internet is this. Man, especially these last 6 months, boy, the internet's been bombarded. But what would the internet not do for you when it comes to good eyewear?
That's really interesting you brought that up, because, you know, I've been talking to, you know, we've had so many new clients over the last few months. And they'll bring that up. They bring up the big box stores. They're just tired of that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They want somebody who cares. They're searching out mom and pop operations now. You know, the internet, Jesus, you know, they think this is just a product that you can buy on the, they don't realize there's a lot behind that. There's a lot of service. There's a lot of expertise in designing those. Talking to the patient, making sure that, you know, you're listening. You know, they're talking about, hey, I drive for a living. I'm going to use a completely different lens than somebody who's in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can customize their lenses depending on what they do. You know, on the internet.
When you say you can customize them, we mean you can customize them. You got your own lab.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So we're not just saying you can send them off to get it done.
Right.
You can do it.
And that's the other thing is, you know, we were hearing stories it was taking a week or two to get glasses. You know, one thing that hasn't changed is 3 or 4 days. We've been offering that for years, and it still hasn't changed.
Oh, great. Well, Alan, hey, I hope we can get some folks in there for you to, one,
I appreciate
get them for some better health and get their eyes checked out and get some new glasses. And, folks, listen, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And we didn't mention, but, hey, see a lot of motorcycles out now riding. But, man, if you need, you got some good stuff for
that,
I
brought in a lot more of the motorcycle glasses and the wraparounds and that type of thing. Also brought in a bunch of, quite a few more of the silhouettes, which are those rimless frames.
Right.
They're the most comfortable pair of glasses you can ever have.
Wow.
You know, I've been wearing mine since 2014.
All right, good deal. Well, once again, it's Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. All right, now I'll take care of you for all your optical needs. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, their number, 303-321-1578. Alan, thank you very much.
Sir. Thank you very much, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.